Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a verse found in the book of Luke, chapter number 6 and verse number 38, where the Lord said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same meat, or the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." We've been talking about God's economic recovery plan. And the politicians say that we can spend our way out of debt. And of course, Economics 101 in grammar school teaches that that's not possible. But I can say this, giving can very much affect our situation as a nation and as well as individuals. And certainly it's true as churches. The more we give, the more we are eligible to receive of the Lord. And so one of the dangers in a time of an economic downturn is for the people of God, the Church of the Living God, to begin to follow the patterns of the world and begin to clamp down and begin to cut back. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible teaches just the opposite. The way to get is to give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. And on Monday, we talked about the scripture that says, good measure. Now, that's the evaluation of how God gives. God gives back good measure. What I mean by that is not just a skimpy measure, not just a minimal measure, but a good measure. The measuring cup kind of heaped up a little more than we actually deserve. Of course, all of it's more than we deserve. But then we talked about yesterday, not only the evaluation of God's economic recovery, but the exertion of God's economic recovery. The Bible says, press down. Now think about that. You take that measuring cup dipped in the old barrel full of sugar or coffee or salt or whatever it was at the company store, the general store. And not only it's good measure and press it down, but think about this. Shaken together. Now, when you shake it together, that shows, a man's earnestness. It shows a man's sincerity. And that's pretty serious when you shake it together. When we were pouring concrete, we would rent this device, and you would pour the footing full. When we were building the warehouse, you would pour the footing full of concrete, and the hole was full. Or at least it looked like it was full. But you take this big unit that vibrated and dropped down in there, and what you would find is that it wasn't full at all. You see, it had to be shaken together, and by shaking it, by vibrating it, it found the cracks, the crevices, all the air bubbles came to the top, and it settled itself. And amazingly, even though the hole looked like it was full, once you had shaken it together, then you could put even more in it. Well, can I say that's the way the Lord does to us? His sincereness in his giving back, his earnestness in it, is that what he gives, it's shaken together. I can remember, just not too long ago when the gas was so high or the diesel was so high, I pulled up to the pump and I pumped over $50 worth of diesel fuel into the little doodlebug Volkswagen diesel bug that I drive. $50. Can you imagine that in a Volkswagen? I remember taking a 64 Volkswagen to the pump and opening the hood, that's where the gas tank was, and struggling to get $5 in the tank. And I'd drive it till it was just about on fumes, and then I would the car up and down, shake the bumper up and down, trying to get it to burp so I could get just a little bit more, trying to get $5 even in that bug. Well, things have come a long way, haven't they? But I'm glad that my point is God wants to give us every blessing and every opportunity. And the scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together shall men give into your bosom. May God help us during this time to remember his principles of giving and receiving. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, to be found faithful to the scripture. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.